be seated. Peace of the Lord be with you. Hey, how many of you are getting excited for Thanksgiving break? All right. How many of you got tests you're working on over papers you're working on over break? You got that? We're excited about that. Hey, before we launch in, I want to introduce a couple of good friends whom I love very much. The beloved Mark Maras. Give him a little. He's got a little bit of loving. And not to be outdone, the beloved Amanda Berry. Yes, all right. Do you guys know where my study is in the Keppel House? Do you guys know where the Keppel House is? It's right across the street from Lovers, if you don't know. Anyway, I got the upstairs window. If you're looking at the Keppel House, it would be on my right, which if I'm looking out, it would be on the left. Anyway, I got the right-hand window up there. And sometimes the way my desk is positioned, I can kind of look out and I can see y'all kind of scurrying in and out of Lovers. I like looking at Lovers because they got this big tree that's really magnificent and beautiful, and I get to watch its leaves change. But I also like because each one of the windows is marked with a big cross. Have you ever noticed that? There are all these crosses, it's a beautiful view. But one of the things I also like about the view is I get to watch you guys kind of coming in and out. And one of the things that I've noticed in the last week is that people are moving just a little bit slower. I don't know what's going on. The books are a little heavier. But they're just seeing, this is the time of year, right? Right before Thanksgiving, and you realize like, oh my gosh, I got like 2 weeks to get all of this done, and the semester gets compressed. And there seems to be a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of fatigue, a little bit of deflation, right on the verge of defeat for some of you. But I've got a scripture for you I'd like to share. It's one of my favorite scriptures that's meant a lot to me personally. And every once in a while, when I start to feel that kind of flutter of feeling overwhelmed, I like to pull it out. And I'd like to share it with you before we launch into break. And it's from Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4. And the Apostle Paul writes this. I love this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard protect your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's one of the scriptures I love to kind of just pull out of my back pocket occasionally. Because sometimes, if I'm honest with you, I don't always feel rejoiceful. Is that a word? I don't think it is. Hi, I'm Trey. I use words for a living. I don't always feel like rejoicing. I don't always feel like I get up in the morning and I'm, you know, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to be Trinitarian until I get my third cup of coffee in the morning. It's just difficult. But this is a command that says rejoice in the Lord always, that I think part of the spirit of hope is about rejoicing. And he says something that I need to remember and hear, which is why I pull it out of my back pocket. The Lord is near. Now, it doesn't always feel like that sometimes in our day-to-day life, particularly when we're in seasons where we feel a little overwhelmed. God can feel hidden or God can feel distant, but Paul is reminding us the Lord is near. And then by prayer and by supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The God who is near, the God who is present. We were made to be in relationship with God. And the good news is that God is near. And despite how we may feel sometimes, that's the reality that we live in. And sometimes what scripture is so important to pull out of our back pocket is just remember that truth, that God is near. And when we do, I find myself able and more authentically being able to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And I want to be in a place with you where we can actually rejoice and mean it. And not put on a show or a fake persona of any kind. But that means we got to be real with each other. And I like that command of Scripture for that. But I also like it for this reason, is that it calls us to present our request to God, but with thanksgiving. Anyone know what tomorrow is? It's Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's a time where we're, you know what? We count the blessings, that we remember that there are things in our life that we should be grateful for. And I've asked my friends Mark and Amanda to just share with us what they're thankful for this morning. So Mark, why don't we begin with you? What are you thankful for, Mark?
Well, one of the things I'm thankful for is family. I grew up in a household where, we grew up together, really close.
Did you play board games?
No, we played a lot of sports. I grew up with two older brothers, so we played a lot of basketball and football and stuff. So, yeah, that was. I have a really large extended family as well, so bigger gatherings.
So will that be all there tomorrow? The whole clan get Hopefully. Together? What does that look like for you when the whole clan is together?
Craziness. And lots of food.
That's important. What are you excited to eat tomorrow that you're thankful for?
Everything. It's just so good. My mom makes this Puerto Rican rice, arroz gondulas.
What is it?
Arroz gondulas.
I don't know what that is.
I'll try and get some for you sometime.
Nice.
But yeah.
So you're excited for your family.
Yeah.
You're excited for the food.
Definitely.
And what else are you thankful for?
Well, one of the things, as we grow older, like my brothers and sisters have started to start their own family. So, it's they're busy, and so it's not often that we get to come together and have a dinner and talk like we used to, growing up. And so it's really nice to get together and see how everybody's doing. I have three nieces and
two nephews. Uncle Mark.
Uncle Marky Mark,
baby, nice.
Yeah. So that's, and I got another one coming on the way, which is exciting. But yeah, that's one of the things I'm thankful for is my family and my family away from home, which is my family here at Hope. I'm thankful for my friends. And here at Hope, I've learned a lot and a lot of new ideas come to me and things that I'm taught. And it's really great to have a group of people who I'm able to go and have conversations with about these new ideas, about these things that we're learning. And it's just really been really great. Like, for example, last night, I was just talking with a couple of my buddies, and we talked for a while just about, about the faith and some of the things that we're thinking about as Christians. And so it was really good.
Nice. The three Fs, family, food, friendship. We're thankful for these things.
That's right.
Thanks, Mark. Amanda, what are some of the things this semester for you? You're a junior. You're going to be gone next semester. What has God been doing in your life that you're thankful for?
Well, for me, this past semester has been a time where I've kind of had difficulty seeing God at work in my life. Just for some reason or another, it's been one of those times where I've felt kind of spiritually dry and just haven't been able to experience God's presence in a real profound way. Why, I can't really pinpoint exactly. It's not as though something has happened in my life that I can directly connect to this spiritual slump. But for some reason, my relationship with God has been a bit of a struggle, a subtle struggle that's just kind of lurked beneath the surface of everything that I do. And when hearing God's voice is difficult, trusting God and trusting in his promises and believing that he will be faithful is also really difficult. So in light of this, the thing that I'm most thankful for are people who remind me in both their words and their actions that God is still God. Although I've had difficulty kind of sensing the presence of God throughout the past few months, God has placed countless people in my life that are ever pointing to his faithfulness and see him working in my life even when I can't. I know Trigg talks a lot about the importance of having a place and having and being each other's people. And despite this dry season in my faith, I have never felt so blessed to call this place and these people mine. So during a time where the feeling of God's presence has been inexplicably absent from my life, I've been unbelievably thankful for people here who have reminded me that faith is not about emotion. They've taught me a lot this semester.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks. Thank them for giving thanks. Yeah, our people. And that's both Mark and Amanda touch on what I'm thankful for, and it's kind of what they're thankful for is to be in a place where we have a people. You know, it's life is hard and it's complex and reality is tough to navigate. And there are seasons in life where we don't always feel like the Lord is near. There are seasons when we do. But what I'm thankful for and want to just continue to keep calling us to be is to be each other's people in Christ. The end of this scripture that I gave to you, I just love. It says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." The peace of God, the shalom that we have talked about, that you were made for, that I was made for, that we were made for to have as a community, the shalom of God will guard your hearts and your minds, your whole being. And I like the idea of having a guard, right, over something important or sacred. If you go to places that are significant, there's often guards there that will make sure that it's protected. And this is a picture of God that says that if we continue to present our requests with thanksgiving, that God will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And one of my prayers for us is that at Hope College, that we be, I am thankful for you, that you're my people, and that I get to be your people. And that as we continue to come again and again, week in and week out, in our classrooms and in the dorm room and in our friendships and in our relationships and romances, that wherever we go, we continue to present to God our requests, but with a spirit of thanksgiving that frees us from cynicism and sourness and allows us to truly be a people of hope. As we do that, God will guard, protect our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, who, as we sang this morning, is King. And as we get to have that, we get to experience what is utterly countercultural. We get to have a people where we are for each other. And that, for me, is a reality that as we launch into Thanksgiving, I'm incredibly grateful for. So thank you for being my people. Thanks for letting me be your people. And as you launch into Thanksgiving, some of you are going home, some of you are staying here, some of you are going to the library, and some of you are going to watch TV. Some of you are going to have something to eat that I can't pronounce, and some of you are going to hang out with family. Wherever you go, may the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's my prayer for you. My friends, go in peace. I love you, and I'll see you after break.